death. It was Mr. Dashwood's resolution to join the ranks of those brave souls who had fought and navigated their way beyond England's coastal waters in search of those headwaters and that dread source, to discover a method to dam its feculent flow. Alas! A quarter mile off the coast of Sussex, Mr. Dashwood was eaten by a hammerhead shark. Such was clear from the distinctive shape of the bite marks and the severity of his injuries when he washed up on the shore. The cruel beast had torn off his right hand at the wrist, consumed the greater portion of his left leg, and the right in its entirety, and gouged a ragged V-shaped section from Mr. Dashwood's torso. His son, present wife, and three daughters stood in stunned desolation over the remains of Mr. Dashwood's body, purpled and rock-battered upon the midnight sand, bleeding extravagantly from numerous gashes, but unaccountably still living. As his weeping relations watched, astonished, the dying man clutched a bit of flotsam in his remaining hand and scrawled a message in the muddy shore. With enormous effort, he gestured with his head for his son, John, to crouch and read it. In this final tragic epistle, Mr. Dashwood recommended, with all the strength and urgency his injuries could command, the financial well-being of his stepmother and half-sisters, who had been so poorly treated in the old gentleman's